We're endeavouring to catch up some time, but we've got time for a couple of quick questions. Yes, go ahead.
Please be quite from the ERP. There was a question for Scott Cuddick, just to perhaps explain the loss, the economic loss per unit you were using for the statistics you showed. Could you perhaps define what the unit was?
On the graph, it was $1 million per day. So I did it on. So if an asset is disrupted for longer than a day, then you need to multiply that number by the number of days that that asset is disrupted by. Is that the question?
No, specifically, you were comparing the loss, the economic loss per asset, and you were using a unit for asset loss. Now, obviously not an individual asset, is it the value of the asset, or what?
Okay, so the how we did the analysis, so I used input-output analysis, which took the ratio of customers, so the number of customers that were disrupted, we took that as a direct proportion to the entire value of assets for the UK. So it was a ratio relationship between the number of customers that were affected based on the demand from those customers, which was translated into a disruption to that infrastructure service. So it was a ratio of that compared to the entire population of the UK. In pounds, so the number of customers for electricity disruption as a ratio, and the number of customers disrupted for water as a direct ratio to pounds. So we use the customer ratio relationship between customers and economic output. Maybe I can take you through this a bit later on, because maybe I'm not being clear.
Dragon.
Dragon Savage, University of Exeter. I'll be unoriginal and ask the same question as I'm usually asked when I present model results. Apart from the economic results, we haven't seen any assessment of uncertainty. And in those interlinked models, you have all sorts of uncertainty, different variation. How can we kind of look into that in a very comprehensive way to assess whether we are moving more towards the lower side of uncertainty or upper side?
Let me give that one a try. I think that, I mean, it's a very good question. I think the first point to make is that we're very much at the start of a modeling journey here. In that interdependent infrastructure modeling at a national scale is a pretty ambitious undertaking in its own right. And these are initial results. And so I think they're demonstrating some interesting insights, some methodology, but we don't want to read too much into them, given what we understand about the complexity of the many modes of infrastructure failure and the ways in which interdependencies can propagate. So that's the health warning. Then how does one actually go about dealing with the uncertainties? I would point to two approaches. One is sensitivity analysis, and the second is around validation wherever possible. So we're already testing very, very large numbers of possible failure scenarios. And on top of that, we need to layer in what are the potential sources of uncertainty and what might the impact of those uncertainties be on the type of predictions that we're generating. And then the validation comes through looking at specific events, and we're embarking on that process as well. For example, looking at some of the flood events that have been observed and actual flood outlines and impacts in terms of damages, so that one can begin to to get a measure of the reality of what's happened on the ground compared to what the models are predicting. Okay, I think we'd better move on to our last session before lunch, where we're looking at issues around governance and regulation. And let me pass first to Amanda Taylor, Turner, from the Environment Agency, looking at water demand from the energy sector. Amanda, thank you.